This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on Free Talk Live. Almost 200 radio stations across the U.S., live 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, you can call in and talk about what's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
How are you?
855-450-3733. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah. Another time I can tell you why you have some small responsibility to help with a guy who smokes and overweight and so on like that.
How's that?
Another time. It'll take up too much time right now. What I wanted to do was, I just mentioned it because you had asked the question on air.
Okay. I can't get an answer.
Does he have a responsibility to subsidize my hormone therapy?
To the same small degree, yeah.
Okay.
That Freedom Fest or whatever it is, theme Wild Wild West or Wild West.
Yeah.
In New Mexico, there's a recurring theme where whenever crimes, other Mickey Mouse stuff goes on, you hear this recurring theme. The people will flippantly say, well, it still is the Wild West. They kind of use that as an excuse to explain bad behavior in New Mexico. Remembering that the FBI, the head of the FBI in New Mexico has stated that New Mexico is the most corrupt state in the nation, and they continually prove it. This judge that I was researching, this Pamela Smith, she was a probate judge in Sierra County, which is TRC, Truth or Consequences, which is an apt name. The town Hot Springs, that changed its name to Truth or Consequences. And this judge...
do they have a hot spring?
Yes, they do. They do.
So it's nice.
Do they have consequences for liars?
Probably not.
Well, this judge is finding out that there may actually be beginning to be some consequences for liars in the state of New Mexico. She got the Supreme Court suspended her back like a year ago when they were investigating this, and then... Now come the it looks like the criminal charges are finally going to come. But what she did I did some deeper reading in some court documents, and it's rather elaborate. This Dominguez guy died at 82 and was discovered, and she, the judge, turns out, was not only the probate judge for wills, you know, that kind of thing, but she was also had gotten herself appointed by the University of New Mexico to be the deputy in that area for the OMI, the Office of Medical Investigator, I believe that stands for. And that should never have happened in the state of New Mexico or anywhere, because it's a conflict of interest to be the judge over dead people as well as the medical investigator. So that never should have happened, but it did. And then another thing that she did is her husband, Randy Smith, who you can... He's got a nice Facebook page, which is a boat repair and boat sale shop at Ellison Butte Reservoir in New Mexico, a big boating hotspot. And that's
I was just going to ask. I mean, there's a boating place in New Mexico. I guess I don't think of it as a boating hotspot. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, for all you Easterners and all over the West, every bit of water that flows has been dammed up, with very few exceptions.
Yeah, so there's lakes near those dams.
So there's these big lakes that result from rivers being dammed up all over the West, and New Mexico has a dozen of them, and the biggest one is the Ellison Butte Reservoir. Anyway, he's got a boat shop there, and that comes into play because Randy Smith And like I said, he's got a Facebook page for this business. You can see his smiling face and the business. Oh, and funny thing is, you can see a building which looks like it's under construction, brand new building, which in the court documents I read that Randy Smith, of this $280,000 they took from this dead guy, some of it went into his business, and it looks like it may have been used to help build Randy Smith's building there, a repair shop. But so anyway, this guy dies, and the probate judge slash medical examiner or medical investigator goes to this guy's home and immediately finds a black suitcase or black briefcase underneath the bed, I believe it was, or whatever, that had all of this guy's financial documents in the briefcase in order, had everything in there that she needed. And then later in the court documents, I read that she claimed that she could not locate any next of kin. She had a discussion apparently with the chief of police in Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, and she claims that the police chief told her that he didn't know of any relatives. However, the police chief of police told other people in the course of this investigation that he thought that the guy had relatives in New York. And the judge claimed that she had contacted the pension administrator of this guy. The guy was a bricklayer, a mason, and he'd been in a union, and he was getting some pension from them. And she
this dude died, and this corrupt government official was found a suitcase that allowed her to basically steal his identity and take all his money. I mean, that's the short of it, correct?
Right, and a funny thing about the suitcase is what I'm getting to is that there actually is a living nephew and a living sister. You know, as far as close relatives, he actually had a living sister.
So she lied. How'd she get the money? I guess is what how'd the judge / coroner get the money? I mean, you know, if I was a judge and a coroner, I wouldn't see how I would get the money from this guy unless it was cash in a suitcase that I just slid into my car. I mean, I can't see.
Here's how she did it. Is first of all, she, like I said, she claimed to have asked the chief of police if any known relatives, and she claims he said no. However, he told the police told other people that he thought the guy did have relatives, and then she contacted the pension administrator.
Well, who doesn't have relatives?
Almost. There's people out there that don't have them.
Right, and the pension fund people. She claims that they said that there was a stepdaughter or stepsister or stepdaughter anyway that had but that person had died, and that was completely fabricated. There was no step whatever, but what there was is there was a blood sister. And
yes, but what did the judge do to get the money?
I'm getting to that, but it makes no sense if I don't tell this part first, because
right.
the sister and the nephew are alive and breathing anyway.
Go ahead, David.
It'll make a lot more sense if you just let me tell it. The sister and the nephew are alive and well, but the judge claims that there was no living relatives because she checked with different parties. However, what the pension fund told her is that there were living relatives, but she pretended that there wasn't. And then what they did is they created fake court documents since they weren't in the habit of preparing these documents, the clerks usually did it when they were legit, but since they were faking them, they did it themselves, and they left all kinds of evidence on the documents where they were faking this and fudging that that was easy to see later. And what they were covering up is that there was the living nephew, and turns out the living nephew had actually met the husband, Randy Smith, had
not
actually
real.
Met him in person 2 years earlier, and was introduced to him by the now dead guy,
the deceased,
and they denied that this nephew existed. And the sister, the living sister, got a letter from the pension fund giving a condolence that her brother had died. That's how she found out the brother died. And so upon that letter, they started doing their own checking and to find out that the inheritance. See, all along, the uncle.
It's got to be really terrifying to realize you have an inheritance and then to realize a judge has stolen it. Because how do you get justice when a judge steals something? David, appreciate
the uncle,
go ahead. Get 10 seconds.
The uncle, for years, the uncle had been telling the nephew that he was going to give his money to the nephew. So the nephew was expecting this.
Right.
The nephew knew all of it. Yeah.
Where's my money?
And then it.
Thanks for the call, David. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Huh. Corrupt people seeking power. It's almost as if I told this to the callers previously. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year.
I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50, sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL, and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. The number is 855-453, or you can use the Discord lines, call in lines there on Discord at discord.freetalklive.com. You got to download an app, but you'll sound a lot better. Discord.freetalklive.com. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
Aria.
And, well, Aria, you've got some story on the death penalty in Arkansas. We just talked about the death penalty in New Hampshire being repealed. And, well, it's kind of silly in New Hampshire because even though they have the death penalty, it hasn't been used since the 30s.
Yeah.
So, and they don't have a way to, there's no death house, there's no electric chair, there's no strap down for lethal injection, there's no gas chamber, there's no nothing.
I thought there was one guy on death row.
That's right. So they have death row, right?
So like New Hampshire has one guy on death row.
A cell that they have repurposed as death row, they have one guy on it, yeah.
That's what I was told during the debates about the bill. Yeah.
Yes.
How long has he been on it?
Probably half a decade, about 5 years.
Okay. This is still superfluous, and I obviously oppose the death penalty.
Well, for a state that claims to be fiscally responsible, the death penalty is fiscally irresponsible. There are lots and lots and lots of appeals.
Wouldn't it be more fiscally irresponsible to keep them for 15, 20 years?
In Afghanistan, it would, not in the state, because you have all these ridiculous appeals and, not necessarily ridiculous appeals, because the state is insane, but you have all of these extensive repeals. And you have to hire all these special lawyers, and it's the legal costs exceed. Amazingly, they've managed to get the legal costs of one set of appeals to exceed the cost of maintaining someone in prison for life.
By a long shot, like 10 really? Times as much in legal fees to execute somebody as it is in bologna sandwiches and, uncomfortable sleeping mats than it is to keep them in regular jail or prison for, their lifetime. Prison, effectively, if you think about it, right? Like, so you get this open bay dormitory.
It's a death sentence.
Well, life is a death sentence. You're going to die some point. You can die in prison if you have a long enough prison sentence. But if you have a prison dormitory with 70, that holds 80 people, and there's 70 people in it, right? Mm-hmm. How much more does it cost to put 5 more bodies in that dormitory?
Probably not a lot.
Not a lot. I mean, 3 bologna sandwiches a day, effectively. A bag of, maybe you go crazy and get a bag of, pre-mixed egg product. I mean, you're not talking about
this is depressing.
Cost when it comes to incarceration once you have the building and the officers and that kind of thing there. So, anyway. That was, you asked about the cost of keeping somebody, and I'm telling you, keeping somebody in prison for life is a mitigable cost when you look at it from an individual.
Well, that's also not how they're going to measure it, and
nope,
I don't think that's
not
even the fair way to measure it, because you need average cost, not marginal cost, for that to be fair. And they do use average cost, which averages out the cost of the salary of the guards and the building.
Average cost for a convict in California is something like $75,000. And in, like, Louisiana, that's right. It was Louisiana. It's something like $35,000 or $30,000. So, you figure it out from there. It's all fine and dandy, but
and it costs well over that to fight an appeal for a death sentence.
Sure, it just keeps on going and going and going. And
if the state is going to have a death penalty, I would much rather it be exorbitantly expensive.
Well, right, yeah, me too. Yeah. Oh, so, especially
you won.
They keep falsely convicting people, so it's not unfair to have an extensive appeal process if you want to kill a guy.
And the places where they're most likely to use the death penalty, they have the least efficient criminal justice systems, the ones that are most messed up. And how do you solve that? Well,
what would those states be?
Southern states.
Oh, yeah.
Places like Mississippi, where you're from, and Louisiana, where Melanie's from, and, Florida to some extent, where I'm from, but probably not quite as bad. So, anyway, what do they say?
Really the South.
Well, it's a story from Arkansas about death row inmates who have filed a federal lawsuit over whether the sedative that Arkansas uses for lethal injections.
Yep.
What did I say? Sedative?
Yeah.
Okay. Causes torturous executions.
Okay.
This is coming 2 years after the state, hurried to put 11 people to death, or eight people to death within 11 days because some of their drugs were expiring.
Right.
And
so
they couldn't get
it's really hard for state governments to get these death penalty drugs these days, which makes no sense, but whatever.
Well, actually,
because the company that made fentanyl suddenly developed a conscience.
They don't. Well, no, actually, the pharmaceutical companies do not want to sell it to them.
Sure.
Oftentimes, the states will use what is not technically this, but basically the same thing as a shell corp to buy the execution drugs, because these drugs have other purposes.
What are the other purposes?
Well, barbiturates, sedatives, morphine sometimes.
So there's a cocktail that's mixed together.
Yeah, so it's usually at least three things.
Okay.
So sometimes the pharmaceutical companies will even be in other countries and, like, sue to get the drugs back because they were bought under fraudulent pretenses. I'm not sure how you could sue to get your products back, but apparently sometimes they do that. But, yeah, no. They have to go to great lengths to hide their identity and what they're going to do with the drugs.
I mean, heroin addicts all across the nation have shown that they can overdose on opiates relatively effectively. So we have all the evidence we need as to how much. Just put that together if they wanted to do that.
But you still have to find a pharmaceutical company to sell you large quantities of heroin.
I really don't see why that would be that difficult.
Let's go to James calling in from Indianapolis. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I just have a comment or just about execution.
Sure.
On the death penalty. My uncle was robbed at gunpoint.
Yep.
And the person, he gave his wallet up and the cash in his wallet up, and the person still shot and killed him.
Disgusting.
And that person was found later because the police did a canvas and found the person, and they had his wallet and his identification, his credit cards on him. And as a result of that, he was prosecuted, and he was put on death row, sentenced to death. But, you know, like what you were saying, due to the lengthy appeals process and, you know, going over and over and over again with various things, he hasn't been executed yet. And this was 20 years ago.
20.
So, yes, there's been multiple things, and there's been claims that he...
Do you want to see this guy executed?
Else, and, I'm sorry?
Do you want to see this guy executed?
Yeah, because my uncle was like a second father to me.
How is this going to help you?
It would just help me to close his death, I think.
Do you think part of the closure issue might be that you have this expectation that the death is going to occur and it keeps not happening? That if he had been sentenced to life, like certainly could have happened in other states, that you would then apply the closure because he was sentenced to life and he's never getting out?
You know what? Absolutely. You're right. I would.
Yeah. I think that the government's dragging you along.
I don't know how punishment in general is going to help.
Well, we can discuss that here shortly. Thank you for the call, James. Appreciate the call. Sorry to hear about your uncle. Yeah. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump and First Lady Melania at the annual Easter egg hunt at the White House. The president rolling with it, giving a reporter a relaxed response to a question about impeachment. The reporter shouting, "Are you worried about impeachment, Mr. President?" "Not even a little bit," President Trump answers. Earlier, the president addressing the huge crowd.
"Maybe most importantly, I want to wish everybody a very happy Easter. Our country is doing fantastically well, probably the best it's ever done economically. We're setting records on stock markets. We're setting records with jobs."
In other news, lawyers for President Trump suing House Oversight Committee Chairman Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings for trying to subpoena tax records from the president's accounting firm. Taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow down 48 points, the NASDAQ up 17 points, and the S&P 500 up almost 3 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
Are you?
So you can stay in touch with Free Talk Live sort of the old-fashioned ways. You can go to the freetalklive.com and click through to the main page and enter your email address and get our newsletter and those sorts of things. And we'd love you to do that. You can check out the forum at forum.freetalklive.com, and you can talk with a small smattering of people that are on the forum. Or you can use these platforms that just are full, chock full of people. I'm looking at our DLive chat. Go to dlive.freetalklive.com. That's dlive.freetalklive.com. And there's people following. We've got hundreds of follows there. Looking at the Twitch chat, and it's busy in there. A guy named Reviler. Talking about how our callers suck. Whatever, you can go to...
He has been watching LRN for 5.5 hours now. I mean, he's like a super fan at this point. Rev, we love you. I'm just saying.
Dedicated. You can go to the Discord chat at discord.freetalklive.com. I mean, it just scrolls by. I just keep watching it go. People are on there, old and new. People drop in. It's amazing.
I generally like to be interactive with people on Call to Freedom, like on the Twitch chat and the D-Live chat.
Tell us about Call to Freedom real quick.
Well, it's the show that airs just before Free Talk Live, Monday through Friday, at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's a show that I host.
On LRN.FM. That's
yes.
Our...
Or DLive.LRN.FM or Twitch.LRN.FM.
That's our online network.
Yes.
Yep. So, pretty awesome.
And I like interacting with people in those chats, but oftentimes it will just come in too quickly, or it will be filled with, is that a trap, kind of questions that just aren't worth responding to. But it just, you know, it is busy continually. And watching, you know, three different chats, because there's YouTube as well and Discord and all of that, is just not effective while trying to do a show.
Oh, right. You can't chat and do that. Sometimes you look over and see something there, but, whatever. Not how we're doing it. There's a post that says, America needs to shut down all mosques and ban Islam, but you won't repost this. Oh, swell.
Why would we repost that? I mean, that was a Muslim here on the LRN channel or family for years.
Yeah, we don't need to do that, and it's absolutely ludicrous. But if you want to post it in the chat room, you can, and... Well, all right, whatever.
That's certainly your opinion.
People say all kinds of crap on the internet.
They do indeed.
Dumb stuff on the internet. Wait, there's a dumb person on the internet. So speaking of dumb people on the internet, I guess we were talking about the death penalty. And everybody's got their opinion on this.
They do.
Mine used to be pro-death penalty. As far as I'm concerned, you take out a mad dog and you shoot it. And... I don't lose sleep at night right now thinking that there are guilty people on death row right now that are going to be executed in the near future in America. Like, my heart does not bleed for...
Well, no, we have to go about our lives.
Right.
I mean, we can't dwell on things like that continually. You go insane.
But we just had a caller call in, and, he had a terrible thing happen to his uncle. He was killed. And... the murderer has sat on death row for 20 years, and he basically said that he would like to see him killed to get closure. And one can understand.
No, one can't.
I can understand. We'll talk to you about your not understanding here. Let me finish the statement real quick. But at the same time, he also agreed that it was likely the state that was making him hang on because the sentence has not been fulfilled. Whereas if it had been a life sentence, basically it's fulfilled and everybody goes on. From there. So what's your statement that you can't understand punishment?
Yeah, I don't understand it. And I realize that my situation is unique in this regard because my mother was murdered. And the person, her body's never been found. It will never be found. And although everyone knows who did it, because there's no body, the person who murdered her will never be held accountable. He was sent to prison for an mostly unrelated murder.
Okay.
And he served 10 years for beating his friend to death with a hammer.
Oh, my God.
To steal $2,000 from her. Yeah, really messed up individual.
Only got 10 years for that?
Yeah, only 10 years. And he didn't even serve the full sentence.
Wow.
He was out on parole after, year 8.
Well, I will defend the criminal justice system and its systems of releasing people early, because if you don't give inmates some kind of hope to get out early, what's the point in acting good in prison?
Yeah, that's a good point.
So...
But I wouldn't recommend anybody have a family member murdered or anything like
that. Sounds bad.
But if it's going to happen to you, having the person who did it, the murderer, escape without any real consequences whatsoever, it will make you into a more healthy person than one of these people who sits around barbarically, animalistically, lusting after vengeance, trying to change the past by doing a second wrong, by trying to... create this eye for an eye world where two wrongs make a right. I mean, because of those circumstances, I had no choice but to find closure within myself about it and to learn to forgive the person who did it, because there was no other option. So my
forgiveness is for the forgiver, not for the forgiven, right? Like, the person whom you forgave likely, A, does not know that you forgave them, right?
No.
You're not spending a lot of time chit-chatting with him about, the murder that he has not been convicted of that you forgive him for.
Right.
So it's for you, and that's the best thing, certainly. The step one is... learn to deal with it. The best way to learn to deal with it is start with forgiveness. It's the reason that all major religions talk about forgiveness, is because, it's for you, it's not for them.
But when people lust after punishment, it's not forgiveness that they're seeking. They're not seeking to forgive the person. They're looking to see them punished. And it's because, I mean, those two things are directly at odds. You can either forgive someone or you can want to see them punished for it. But it can't be both.
I can't say that there aren't people in this world that I would like to see bad things happen to that have done bad things to me. I mean, that seems... Obviously, there's a place to start for forgiveness, right?
Right.
You know, and it'd be really nice if they would learn the error of their ways. But in many cases, many people don't learn the error of their ways until they're caught and some kind of consequences come down upon them.
I don't have an answer to that.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they're just out there and they're, you know, sadly, human beings are not as evolved as I would like them, and certainly you would like them to be.
Well, so you can let something go and not obsess over it without forgiving the person.
Okay.
Like, I mean, some people don't necessarily need to be forgiven. That doesn't mean I sit down all the time, and I have done this in the past. That doesn't mean I sit down all the time and it's like, I really hate Jerome Powell and Walter Reed, and what can I think up in my mind to have done to them so that I can just, like, think about it and hope they go to prison. Like, I don't do that, at least...
Well, even that, I would say, is healthy.
What?
What?
I would say it's healthy. If you hate someone like that, it would be healthy to have this sort of violent fantasy, for lack of a better word, regarding them because, you know, you're fulfilling that without actually aggressing against anyone.
Well, so in the case of these two people, it would be really difficult, and I don't expect you to know, but it would be really difficult to actually aggress against them. But, yeah, so it... Without retaliating against them, sure, I have gone down the road of I'm going to seek all the vengeance I can, and that does not have good results. But that doesn't mean, so like, I'm not actively, like, seeking vengeance, but if Walter Reed ever does go to prison, I am going to celebrate it, but then, like, the next day I'm going to be like, all right, whatever, what are we doing today?
What about the people that continually, like you said that the person who killed your mother, allegedly, also killed somebody else with a hammer and went to prison for 10 years?
I have no doubt he would have killed somebody within those eight-ish years that he was in prison if he hadn't been caught.
Right.
So, I mean, certainly prison seems to have served a purpose of at least causing him to inhibit his violent tendencies.
Sounds like a success.
I don't want to say it was successful or unsuccessful. What he did was immoral, but responding to that immorality with an additional immorality, I don't think ultimately really helped anything. So I guess I would say it's only successful in a very narrow sense.
All right, well, pardon me if I don't entirely understand. The number is 855.
I don't entirely understand.
Good. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year.
I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a big tent approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America.
America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, final segment. You can call in. Probably be able to get you in here. The number is 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
Are you?
You know, a lot of people ask about our show prep, the stories that we talk about and those kind of things. Well, we have a show prep Telegram group. All you have to do is go to telegram.freetalklive.com. That's telegram.freetalklive.com. And you can see all the stories we have there. Aria, you're going to post this death penalty thing from the Arkansas there in the Telegram group?
Sure.
Okay. Just put it right up there, and folks will be able to look at that show prep and check it out and read it further or whatever. And I don't know. People want it.
Interesting.
Telegram.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. Liberty Phoenix. Been a long time, Liberty Phoenix. You're on Free Talk Live.
Pleasure talking to you again, Your Majesty.
Oh, thank you,
ladies.
Loyal subject.
So I've got a bit of local drama in, you know, the occupied states of Illinois.
All right.
Here in Aurora. And there has been an individual that was released from prison. He was part of this crew called the Ripper Crew. I guess they had murdered like 18 people 30 some odd plus years ago. He had a 70-year sentence. He got, you know, one day for good behavior taken off, so he got out in 30 years. He was supposed to go to a neighboring town. They decided not to keep him, so he came to the Wayside Cross Ministries here in Aurora.
Okay.
They put him up. It's a place, you know, halfway house for registered sex offenders, people that can't go anywhere else. You know what I mean?
So he's a registered sex offender also?
I don't believe he is a registered sex offender because I don't think he was ever convicted of any sex crimes.
Okay.
But he was convicted of murdering at least one person.
Of murder,
and their
you
crew,
said?
Yes.
Okay.
And I guess their crew had killed like 18 people.
Okay.
But of course, he comes there. The mayor has this huge outcry. There's a huge outcry in the public. Catalyzed by what I think is an individual seeking political office and attempting to push legislation that is going to track and trace every single bullet that is sold in Illinois.
I do hear these stories every now and then. So people don't seem to realize that murderers get released from prison all the time. They return to society, thus return to society all the time. And surprise, surprise, they tend not to kill people again. Murderers are the least likely group to recidivize. And, you know, take it for what it's worth.
They've had protests outside the ministry. Uh-huh. They plan on shutting the place down. I mean, and this is a place that does good work for people that really need it. I mean, and these people have nowhere else to go.
And this, right, so the state likely has his parole is in place, so he has to stay within Illinois. I suppose he could run off to East St. Louis or something, someplace horrible, never get a job, and basically, you know, be forced into a life of crime as a result. But what else does he do? You know, he's got to go somewhere.
So, of course, the debate now is, well, can't the city just tell the ministry that he can't live there? Like, can't we just tell him no? So now these people are actually debating whether or not a ministry can house a person that has served their time. Yep. As far as the law is concerned, he has no more beef with them. He did his time. They let him out. And these people actually are debating whether or not they can use the violence of government to force this man from a Christian ministry.
It is once you get the subject gets out there, then everybody gets their opinion, right? And obviously, murder's bad. Nobody's going to say otherwise. But
I'm not going to fault them for not wanting to. I respect their freedom of association. Don't go around him.
Right. Don't hang out with him. But I mean, a Christian ministry, ladies and gentlemen, most of you probably would identify as Christians. Let's not forget whom Paul and Jesus and all these people would say that you're supposed to be paying the most attention to. One of the things that Christians are supposed to do is to visit people who are in prison. I mean, how many Christians are doing that? There's lots of great Christians doing lots of great things in the world, but it's quite literally written there in the Bible. And presumably, if you're visiting people in prison, you're empathizing with them so that you can convert them. This guy's at a ministry. We have no evidence that he's not Christian at this point and converted and trying to live out his life in a good way. I hope he doesn't do anything terrible. He certainly could. 30 years in prison doesn't exactly prepare you for the working world. That's for sure.
Especially not in this one. I mean, because you figure 30 years ago to now, technology has advanced so much. I mean, he's so far beyond the curve. He's going to have to do something menial if he is doing anything. And that's what the ministry does. The place has a thrift store in the, you know, in the lower portion of it.
Yep, that's what Goodwill does. Basically, it's the same business model.
Exactly.
But they give a job. They give jobs to ex-convicts so that they can sift through your junk that you got a government tax write-off for and determine what's saleable and what's not, because I can tell you the people who give it certainly can't. And then they fill dumpsters every day with this stuff, and you know, they try to make a few things work, and you know, launder some clothes and maybe sell off your car, and that's really about it. I'd love to know the percentage of the crap that we give to Goodwill that actually ends up going on the shelves.
That'd be a good number. But I think one of the most interesting parts of this whole situation is that the main person pushing for this, other than the mayor, but the main person organizing protests and advocating that he be expelled through the violence of government is an individual who is attempting to run for alderman in the city and works for a company that tried to sell, tried to get ammunition manufacturers to utilize this technology of tracing their bullets, but failed. So now they're going to try and push it through the legislature. And it feels like this gentleman is just using the, sure, you know, the notoriety and the fame so he can push this draconian legislation that is going to require, I mean, if within 2 years, from my understanding of the legislation, within 2 years, any ammunition that is not traced has to be destroyed. So all these, all your preppers, everybody that has saved up ammunition for the coming war and apocalypse, you know, you are going to become a felon if you don't get rid of any ammunition that's not traced, that's not traceable. Not to mention, what is this going to do to the reloading community?
These people that save a lot of money on their hobby of shooting by reloading their ammunition. So they take, you know, they make bullet heads or something. They melt lead, I guess, into the shape of bullets and stick them on the old brass.
You can buy all of that.
Yeah, you could buy reloaded ammunition.
Well, I mean, you can buy the stuff to do it yourself without actually, like, being a coppersmith or whatever.
Sure.
I knew a lot of people in Mississippi who did it.
Hard to melt lead, or to melt lead, that's
is
for
it
sure.
Not?
No. I mean, yeah, you can absolutely.
I've never tried.
And, and not to mention the people who store ammunition. I've been told it's the number one thing you should be storing. So... yeah, not a bad idea to have a
There's a certain degree of logic to that statement.
Sure. Right. I mean, if something bad happens, it'd be nice to have some 22 longs to, bring down some prey. Start eating raccoons.
Yeah, let's go.
But if it's not traceable, you can't have it. Sorry, we have to know. We have to implant, put this overly intrusive surveillance of your property. Jam it down your throat, shove it in your life, and you deal with it or not. Comply or die. That's what they're saying.
This is the one. This is the area where the gun grabbers are going to probably have the most success. When it comes to ammunition. They've had some success in California with copper rounds, and it's going to be regulation on ammunition that just makes it more and more and more difficult to pursue the hobby of gun ownership. And I don't know. I don't have any good solutions for you, Mr. and Mrs. America. If you care about guns, there's a lot of people that are gunning for you.
Yeah. If you care about guns, too bad, because we don't care about you.
Yep.
I would suggest not listening to the government's edicts about what you can and can't have, because the only reason they want to restrict people's arms is because they know that one day they will push us too far and those arms will be used against them.
Right, but where are you going to get it from is the thing. Like, if it's illegal, it's not going to just be in the store. It's not going to be at Walmart. It's not going to be at Shooter's Outpost. It's not going to be,
No, you'd have to get them now prior to the release of this legislation. I mean, once you allow government to start curtailing people's right to defend themselves to a degree like that, I mean, you're kind of already screwed if you haven't prepared for the eventuality.
Well, you figure if we started with the water at ice cold temperature, it's almost boiling at this point.
Indeed. Thanks for the call, Liberty Phoenix. I appreciate it. 855. Oh, I've given up the number. Arya, do you carry a slim lady's a pistol?
I carry a 38.
Well, 380 or 38?
38.
Oh, that's not ladylike at all. Check us out.
It doesn't have to be.
Our DLive channel, DLive.freetalklive.com, Twitch, Twitch.freetalklive.com. Open up keep an eye on our channel the whole time because it gives us views. Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com
and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.